Brighton Festival 2018.
Live on Radio Reverb, that's the Heath Quartet, came into our studio yesterday with Kathy Tyson. And our reviewer Dan Babylon has been to see the String Quartet's Guide to Sex and Anxiety, which opened last night at the Theatre Royal. It's on again tonight. Welcome to Radio Reverb, Dan.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking at this in the programme, and obviously the title catches the eye. It's got the word sex and the word anxiety in it. But I was wondering what you were expecting before you went to it.
Well, I heard an interview with the director on Radio 4, and he was saying about how, you know, death is imminent, and he was talking about mental health and all of these really kind of emotive and deep topics. And so I was expecting something intense and something a little different, but what I was completely unprepared for just how intense and how much impact it carried. It was really, really stunning.
Really? I mean, it sounded like, I mean, heavy is not necessarily the right word to use, but intense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that was one of the things that was so brilliant about it as well, because I think it's one of the things that's so brilliant about the Brighton Festival, because, you know, so much art that we see is out there for entertainment and to make you feel good. And there are so many issues in society that we kind of brush under the carpet, and actually having something that is stark and intense and sad was so beautiful to perceive.
Now, I think Kathy is one of four actors who performed during the piece, isn't she? And she made a point of telling us a couple of times that she's addressing the audience and they talk to the audience. And with that, that must add to the intensity. How did you find it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but the four actors kind of, they all deliver these kind of speeches about how they're feeling. And I mean, in the opening, they actually leave the lights up in the auditorium. So there's very much a kind of oneness with the stage and the viewers.
Wow, so
and
you feel like you're part of it then. The lights are on. Okay.
Yeah, and all four of the characters, the stage is so sparse, but it carries so much impact. And then each of the actors is so personal that you go so deep into their characters. So it's very intense and just wonderful, yeah. Really
and
cool.
These are readings which are read over the backing of the Heath String Quartet who are playing. What were the readings like? Because there was one that we played on the programme yesterday which goes back to 1621 about melancholy. So obviously some very historic texts there.
Yeah, and I think also they use kind of old music as well, you know, right back to Beethoven, but then also Ligeti. And there's kind of there's a feeling of history to the idea that we experience melancholy as part of the human experience, but it's amazing how uncomfortable it makes everyone to all perceive it, and you know, in such stark terms, because there's something kind of private about mental health that isn't kind of talked about, and it was so refreshing to have that.
So you say refreshing, so is it helpful to have it sort of played out there?
Yeah, I think so. I think that as a society, there's a tendency to sweep those things under the carpet. But it's something that so many people go through. And so having it just out there on stage, it, you know, sex and anxiety are two things that no one talks about.
Yeah.
Even if if you're having negative experiences, I suppose, yeah.
And one of the things that we were saying yesterday as well when Kathy was in was about it was likely to be the kind of show that sparks off conversations. Did you get the sense when people were leaving that there were conversations happening about that, or did people just look a bit shell-shocked?
I mean, I was in the shell-shocked group. We went, and then we all had to absorb what had just happened, you know. But certainly there was a huge reaction. It's a really intense and wonderful experience. And I would recommend it to anyone out there thinking of going. It's something that you'll see once and you'll remember all year, and you'll be thinking about it.
Well, I'm certainly going tonight. I'm really looking forward
brilliant.
To it. So,
yeah.
Dan Babylon, thank you very much for coming in and joining us. That's the String Quartet's Guide to Sex and Anxiety tonight, last night only at the Theatre Royal. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb.
Thank you very much for having me.
Cheers.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.